Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome back to part two of our interview with Gustavo Ace with Better Tomorrow Solar. So one of the things, this is another education portion that I've been trying to talk to people about. Your consumption, your solar that's coming in is during the day.
Correct.
At night, you're back on the grid.
Correct.
So if you have a high level of solar during the day, it has to go somewhere.
Correct.
So you told me if you have that, it can go back.
To the grid.
To the grid.
Correct.
But they're going to give me a lower rate.
Correct. Correct.
When they purchase it.
Correct.
Or you can store it in a battery. Could you
give us some? I'll elaborate on that. So with your situation, right, if you see your bill and you analyze the average cost per kilowatt hour that you're using, for you it's about anywhere from 11 to 12 cents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that you really use. That's including the junk fees, okay? Now, let's say you go on vacation. It's a beautiful, sunny week, right? Where are you going? Jamaica? You're going to Jamaica? Okay, you went to Jamaica. Beautiful, sunny week. Everything, let's just say, was turned off except the refrigerators here and there. Right?
Mm.
So during the day, the panels are producing. They're producing fantastic. This is one of the best weeks of your
life. Yeah, like, wow.
That'd be your luck, right?
Yeah.
So all that energy that you're not using, that the home's not using, has to get sent back to the grid. It's going to get sent back, okay? Now, if you see the rate at which a lot of utilities pay back, it's called their avoided cost.
Mm.
It's about 3 cents that they pay you back compared to the 12 cents that they charge you. On average, okay?
Right,
on average.
Right.
Now, about 2 months ago, you either had the option of, okay, if I get a battery, Tesla Powerwall, LG Chem, Generac has a new line of batteries, Sonnen, there's whatever, Iguana, battery.
Yep.
That solar that you didn't use can get put in the battery. Maybe some still get sent back, very minimal, right?
Mm-hmm.
That battery could use it at night instead of buying from the grid.
Right.
Okay. That's if you have a battery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's another thing that some states have done? Other states have done and other utilities have introduced this situation. It's called net metering.
Yeah, net metering.
Okay? This is where it's going to get interesting. Okay? So, let's just say for August or any month, what's this month, March? This is March.
Yeah, we're in March.
Let's say February, okay? Last one. Most people are probably going to get their bill sometime soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that you used 100 kilowatt hours, right? 1,000, actually. Let's use 1,000. Those are the ones that you bought from the grid at about 12 cents. So that means your bill is going to be around $120, okay?
Right.
Let's just say that you sold the utility about 500 kilowatt hours. They only paid you 3 cents. So 500 times 3 cents is about $15. $15.
Mm-hmm.
So before you used to subtract the $15 from the 120, your bill would be 105.
Right.
Okay, that's not great, you know? Yeah.
I need more.
Exactly. Right. So now this new policy called net metering is like this. So you bought 1,000 from the utility, you know, it's 120, right? About 12 cents. You sold back 500 to the utility. Now the utility, for the most part, is going to match their rate to your rate.
Really?
So 500 kilowatt hours times about 12 cents that now they're going to pay you, okay? So that's 500, so that's about $60.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to credit you. So
a lot better
60
than $15.
Exactly. So now your bill is basically cut in half.
Right, right.
And, I mean, this is huge for the Georgia solar industry because at the same time the tax credit is going down, Georgia introduces this net metering policy.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia Power, actually.
Right.
Because
there's certain other ones that's already doing it.
Yeah, so a lot of utilities are using the word very loosely.
Oh.
Yeah, so
okay.
Maybe their avoided cost is like 6 cents, maybe 4 cents. So it varies depending on from EMC to utility and things of that nature, right?
Okay.
And others are calling it monthly net metering, things of, so it varies a lot.
Okay. Not the true net metering like you.
Right. So even that one is monthly net metering, but there is annual net metering as well.
Okay.
You don't need that. You need it monthly. Very similar on an annual basis.
Right.
Okay. So, right. So the tax credit went down last year from 30% to 26%. Mm-hmm. That 4% difference added a year payback to solar systems. So based on our calculations, that was what we calculated. Like, it adds a year to the payback. So it's pretty significant, you know?
Yeah.
However, net metering helps out a solar system's payback for 2 to 3 years. So, I mean, the tax credit might be going down, but that policy helps out the solar system get paid back quicker.
Right.
So it's very fascinating. These are all things that are kind of hard to explain. I mean, you see.
No, I get it.
Right.
Because it's like a shell game. You know, you move this from here, but now you got to move this back from that.
Yep.
But I'm going to give you a little credit, but not that much credit, but I'm going to move it from here.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I get it in that sense. Now, the level of detail, you know it. I don't.
Right.
But I always look at, and I looked at a couple of things that, not just the federal rebate, but there's like other states that got state rebates. If you
get utility rebates.
Yeah, utility rebates. The type of equipment that you have in your house. They give you a rebate if you buy energy efficient, whatever. Correct. There's a lot of that.
Big time.
And people don't know that.
Yeah.
So back to the education.
And, you know, it's fascinating because a couple of EMCs in Georgia, they have, so it's Jackson EMC that I know, Snapping Shoals, and I believe it's Central or Middle Georgia EMC. They have pretty substantial rebates, man. Jackson EMC per kilowatt is $450.
Really?
So that's around 16 to 20% off the total system price.
Damn.
And so we have a customer, right? We're actually doing a solar open house next Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
I work on Saturdays. You work on Saturdays. Yeah. But for all your listeners, you guys are invited as well.
Give them the address.
It's 4424 Sardis Road, Gainesville, Georgia.
Gainesville.
So also, if you have Jackson EMC, like, really consider solar. I don't know when their rebate is going to go away. From what we spoke with one of their representatives, it got introduced like 2008, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's 12 years.
Exactly.
So
hopefully, I'm not even going to put that onto the world. Hopefully, it'll stay for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Because it just helps out their members. And it's really interesting. Like, a lot of their members don't know about the solar rebate.
No. It's because they don't know about solar.
Exactly.
It's not about the rebate. Some people, it's a financial gain.
Right.
Some people is just, hey, look, I can be a lot more efficient in my home.
Right.
And things are more efficient in my life now, and I'm just moving toward that. Right. So it's interesting that a lot of these companies have it already in place, but they don't promote it either, though. Correct. So that's the other thing.
Exactly. So they can do a lot better promoting it, man. And we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. Okay. I really don't care. But we're working on it.
If we can help you, we'd love to. So,
right.
I mean, we're willing to work with EMCs. And actually, we introduced a new rebate as well.
Right.
So if you live in one of those areas with Jackson EMC or Snapping Shoals or Central EMC, like, we're willing to add $50 to that rebate.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, if you thought about doing it, like,
I mean, another incentive.
It's exactly like, there's never been a better time.
Yeah. And this is why I really wanted to talk to you. So people have started listening. They love tech stuff. Most people know that the world is progressing in tech.
Correct.
But this is another tech that gets from a natural source.
Correct.
Why not use that?
Correct.
And then If you used to pay in $200 and $300 and you wind up only paying $100, that's $200 back in your pocket.
Exactly.
So my conversation to two other people that I was telling them is, I said, that $200 can pay off the loan to get it done.
Exactly.
So now you got that, and then you're paying that, and guess what? You're in a better position because you reduced your pay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you reduced your payment to your utility company. Correct. And you turn it around. And you're paying off the loan for that.
And you're adding value to your home.
Yes, actually, absolutely. So what is the...
So there's three fascinating studies, right?
Okay.
Zillow said that on average, the home value goes up 4%.
Whoa.
Okay, so depending on like what your home's value is, right? Mm-hmm. So it's according to that 4%.
I'll take it.
The other study said, this was by the, I believe, the Department of Energy or the Appraisal Institute. For every $1 of savings that you see per year, let's just say $1,000 savings, mm-hmm. right, from solar, the value goes up $20 per dollar. So if you're saving $1,000 a year from mm-hmm. solar,
right,
multiply that times 20, so it's a $20,000 value
increase.
So it's right up there with like redoing your kitchen and yeah. redoing the bath.
Yeah.
And this one, it's a lot more interesting because you get a tax credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that you're moving in 5 years from the time you get the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
You get the tax credit and you get those 5 years of savings.
Yep.
And then you get the added value of solar. So it's like,
I'll take it. Right.
Like,
why wouldn't you?
What else do you need? Yeah. Like, if you don't want to buy solar after that, I mean, I think you're good.
Yeah, I think you're good.
So. And I think people's... the last study says that if your home has solar, it's on the market less time. I think 20% less amount of time.
So you get your home higher value. Yep.
Quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You get the tax credit. You get the savings of that. And the next person gets the savings as well.
Yeah. So you're passing it on.
Exactly.
Without having them to pay all in addition. Yeah. Like, I get to get a house. Maybe I'll think about solar. Already got it.
Exactly.
Let me see your last utility bill.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was negative, blah, blah, blah. About
$10.
Yeah, what? I'll buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's in... This is the other thing, and we'll move. I want to move into electric cars in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what people, when they buy their home, they don't look at what are all your costs for your home.
Correct.
So I got my water bill. I got trash pickup. I got all these different things and a mortgage. Mm-hmm. So now... If I got to pay all of these, how can I reduce these other costs? How can I
reduce them, correct?
You walk in there and say the average cost of electricity in this area for the size home is this.
Correct.
You don't have that.
And it's fascinating, Michael, because a lot of realtors aren't familiar with this.
They're not.
Matter of fact, I just talked to someone 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I explained to them the three different studies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, we have a realtor friend. We're going to ask them. They asked the realtor friend, and the realtor friend essentially said, I don't know. So, I mean, I was like, I'm pointing to you the facts. I literally pointed them to a realtor. His name is Christopher Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
You actually probably know him. He's a big EV enthusiast.
Christopher Rogers.
He's in the whole community.
Okay, okay.
He's like a green certified realtor.
Okay.
He knows a lot about solar energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like leading the wave of realtors in Georgia. He's actually
which is great.
He's a mentor of mine.
Okay. Okay.
We met through the Atlanta Sustainability Ambassadors Program. Mm-hmm. Basically, they educated us on everything sustainable going in and around Atlanta, mm-hmm. and they paired us. They matched us. So he's my mentor. I was actually on his podcast a few weeks back.
What's the name of his podcast?
What the FUD?
F-U-D. What the FUD? FUD.
Correct.
Not the other one,
but the FUD.
Right.
It's a great podcast, and I'll connect you to him because
excellent.
He loves electric vehicles. And again, it's that education and information
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
it's our job to, you know, us as an industry, and like you're taking it upon your responsibility to do it as well, of educating yeah. people.
And when you part of something that means a lot more than just being a consumer,
correct.
A lot of times people just take the moniker of I'm a consumer. What I need to tell anybody?
Correct.
That's the companies.
Correct.
But this is bigger than that.
Yeah.
This is the sustainability and the green effort for the world.
The world.
So your contribution, your small contribution, should be bigger just through education
yeah.
with the next person.
Yeah. And And I mean, we see everything that's going on in Australia, man. Oh, you see droughts in India. You see things in Africa.
The
you
see flooding things
here.
Yeah, the you flooding
see here.
Yes. It's, so it's the seasons are like
more intense.
Yeah, or they're off.
Yeah, like so. Look at outside, you know. And I guess weather doesn't dictate climate. You
can, right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Of course you are. But something's wrong.
But if this is normal to some people, like, all right, you guys, you know.
Yeah, you can have that.
Yeah,
so,
but
I wanted to kind of talk about how, you know, me and Alicia got into
solar. What's your story?
So we got into solar only based off I wanted an electric car. No, let me back up. I wanted a hybrid because I was driving 60 miles to Lithia Springs and 60 miles back.
Wow.
And I'm in Lawrenceville.
Wow.
And I'm like, this gas is just freaking killing me.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that. I got a more efficient car. But then I was like, let me find a hybrid. And in between looking at the hybrid and everything, my granddaughter actually said, I love Teslas. And he's like, yeah, an expensive ass car, right? But when we drove it and they drove it, I was kind of like, wow, this is pretty cool. Still pretty high. And then special. When Tesla turned around and made
the three,
we said, wow, interesting. So my effort was only about not paying for gas.
Correct.
That's all it was. But once we start doing our studying, well, I did. Once I studied and start saying, what value will this car give me? Mm-hmm. It was more than just not paying for gas.
Right.
It started saying, you know, the maintenance cost is low. The effort of getting cars off the road and pollution and carbon footprint and all of that, it got me into saying, what more can I do?
Correct.
And when it came to what more can we do, you know, there's some people that I thought was interesting too. They only put solar panels just to charge their car.
Yep.
That's it. They had two electric vehicles, but they said, this is how much it's consuming. I just need it for that. I'm okay with my electric. So I thought about that initially, but I'll say long term, I know I want to do better.
Correct.
So what do I do to be a better citizen,
correct,
a better person on this earth? You know, we keep saying, what are they going to do?
Uh-huh.
What happened to what you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
So when Alicia and I start doing that, and when we got to Tesla, we had Black in the Tesla.
Yeah.
And we said, look, you know, people in minorities, they don't know about electric cars.
They don't, man. They
don't know. Not, yeah, how much gas does it take? No, this is an electric car. So we started saying all of these falsehoods and all these things that people just don't know about. Sometimes you need to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if someone looks like you, they'll listen more.
Yes, big time.
And like you were saying, with the Latino community, there's a lot of people working and doing great things. But until you connect, you don't know what they don't know.
Correct.
The African-American community, you don't know until you connect.
Correct.
And then you can just expand from that.
Correct.
So that was another gateway for a lot of people. The electric car is a gateway into a lot of people into solar. And then when you started being involved with the EV Noir, EV hybrid Noir,
hybrid,
got to give them, because there's some hybrid people in there. I don't know why, but there's hybrid people there. But it's moving,
correct,
people forward, because sooner or later you can hear some people say, "Yeah, my next car is going to be an electric car." Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you move on. So we decided to say, let's do solar. And me being the numbers guy, I'm looking at my bill and I said, okay, now that I got this car, I went to Georgia Power and they said they give you a discounted rate at night.
Mm-hmm.
So from 11 to 7 in the morning, you get the lowest rate. And that's when you charge your car.
About cents on the kilowatt.
Yeah, like which is great. I'm pretty good with that. Then the next thing was, if you put a charger in your home, they give you another discount.
A little rebate.
Another rebate there. So I was like, cool, all of these things. And then I was like, what more?
Right.
So the what more was the solar.
Yeah. So actually, we didn't meet at the Lennox event. I met Alicia.
You met Alicia, my wife, yeah.
Correct, yeah. So we had, this was in August or September?
I think it was September.
September, right?
Yeah.
And we had like, we were in conversations for a while, man. Lisa would crack me up. I would call her and she'd be like, "We're gonna do solar Rowena." I'm like, "That's right.
We're gonna do it.
I'm just letting you know we're here."
And we did that. And again, me being a logistics and a manager, I always get my three codes.
Correct.
Hey, find out who can do the best for you.
Right.
And then what kind of relationship will you build? Because correct. Most of the time when I work with people, I like to have a relationship correct. With. Because if I need you again, it's kind of like, hey, we need some more panels. Yep. Or, hey, same electrician, come back to the house.
What's going on?
We already have a relationship. Right. So when we did that, we had some other people. They were fine.
Right.
Some of them even been in business a lot longer than you.
Correct.
But what I got from you and your team and your company was a sense of, I care about the just, not just solar, but beyond that.
Correct.
The level of detail that you gave us in reference of solar was just amazing for right. me. Some people may say, whoa, this is a little too much. But in turn, you say, you don't have to read through that. Tell me what you need.
Exactly.
So you had them both. So yep. if some people want the data, you already gave that to mm-hmm. them. But if they just want the simple, you gave that as well. Right. So my wife is like, I'm not reading that. I'm just talking to Gustavo.
And you would
like,
be there like, you
go. I'm like, nah, I'm going exactly, to read all of this.
Exactly.
So that's the good thing that I think they picked a good person like yourself to be able to articulate mm-hmm. their business.
Yeah.
And their vision and what they need to go on. So that's where I was excited about.
Right.
That you assisted to say, good, great with the car, but it's more than that. Yeah. And you're going down that road. So I really felt excited by that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm thankful to be in this position because we might be new and more companies might have more years in business with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like for us, so I've been in the industry 3 years. Our guy who, Ryan RJ, the short one?
Yeah, the short guy.
Yeah. He's actually been with two other solar companies for various like amounts of, I don't know exactly. I think he's been in the industry like 2 years, but he's been in the trenches, man, like literally digging holes for solar mounts.
Wow.
He's done like engineering for them, but he's been in the industry 2 years. Then our installer, he's high level. He graduated from Georgia Tech.
Wow.
I mean, I would say, you know, he has a bigger degree than me, you know? And it's something mechanical, not engineering, but industrial design maybe.
Okay.
But he's a freaking smart. Kaveh, he's like an entrepreneur by heart. And we just got a new marketing manager. He's been with South Face. He's been with a lot of sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
But like as a company, and this has been one of the things that I think we talked about, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like some individuals are like, oh, well, they're not an established company. But if you see the team, if you see like not just what we do, but how we do things.
And kind of passion.
I would say our company values is really big. And I mean, I like to say Kaveh, Kaveh, if he could save the world and break even, he'll do it. You know, he's not in there for the money. I think now it's more of a
change, his contributions
and yep. like changing the way Georgians and society like interact with this technology.
And this is where he's at.
Correct.
And I feel a lot more the passion that y'all have to saying, we got to get this done.
Right.
Who do we need to work with right. to get this done? As opposed to it being just a business.
Correct.
So that's what your company, Better Tomorrow Solar, right. is. I looked up the first time I put A Better Tomorrow and it said A Better Tomorrow Counseling. And I was like,
well,
what the hell?
Wrong one.
Oh, hey, Better Tomorrow.
I actually don't.
I do counseling services. I mean, we can talk as on well. The side, you know.
I'll hold your hand.
Yeah, I'll work you through it. So that was funny when I kind of looked it up. But it's Better Tomorrow, not A Better Tomorrow.
Yeah, Better Tomorrow Solar. I mean, it's in the name too. Like what we want to do. Like we want to create a better tomorrow. And I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm telling you, like, I'm young. I'm hungry. I mean. A lot of people tell me, hey, a lot of my friends and peers tell me, you're working too hard. My family members, you're working too hard. I'm like, y'all should be thanking me for working this hard. Like, I'm literally at event from event, man.
Right, right.
And I like it. Like, I really like what I'm doing.
But it's what you do. Yeah. This is there's not a lot of people, and and this may be it. I'm not trying to put words in other people's mouth, mm-hmm. but if you do something that you care about, you're going to do your all with that.
Correct, correct.
You're going to want to be involved with it all the time. Correct, correct. Because that's what you want to do.
Correct.
As opposed to some people go to work.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing more than I go to work today.
Yeah, so I mean, and it's fascinating. I have friends who are in like tech, right? They're selling tech or in tech.
Mm-hmm.
They make very large amounts of money, and they say that they're going through things, and they've only been in the workplace like 2 years. They're like, "Is this all I can do?"
Yeah.
And I said, "You know, I'm developing a company. I'm starting a company. I'm basically like a co-founder type."
Yeah. Yeah.
And even though I work harder, I might not be at that level financially yet.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's coming, and I know that with the work ethic that we all have in the company,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna take this thing and
you're gonna grow.
Exactly.
It's gonna be something that in your mind, and you picture it that way, it's yeah. gonna be that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most fascinating and thing that you should appreciate the most
yeah.
because you're surrounded by the people with the same, you know, right. mentality.
And we look paradigm. Each other. We look like each other too in the company, man. Our company is incredibly diverse.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's important. Like this is a minority report, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important, Michael, because like me, I told you my story. I really didn't have anyone in the solar industry who like really looked like me. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
I think we're doing a big message. We're mm-hmm. creating a big message that a lot of like African-American kids, a lot of Latino kids, a lot of Latino girls, Latino and Iranian girls, they mm-hmm. can be founders of a soul. They can do this.
Yeah.
And we have a couple things coming, actually.
Sure. And it doesn't have to be solar.
Yeah.
Think about it that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you succeed,
yeah,
the people around you succeed.
Correct.
Because
correct.
They can see, wow, I want to do something like that.
Yeah.
I don't really want it in solar. Then what is it then? Well, I want to do something with engineer.
Correct.
Then do it.
Correct.
Because I've done it.
Correct.
And that's the thing that I always try to point people to. It may not be what you want to do, but you can accomplish just
correct.
As much.
Correct.
And you being at the age you are, you got a runway that's just going forward that
yeah.
you can hit along the way, that you can have your own company, and you're educating people on a level to keep everyone under you to say, this is how we need to produce.
Correct.
This is how we need to educate. This is what we need for our society. Because mm-hmm. you're at an age that you'll yeah. be able to do it.
Yeah, I'm on, and I don't mean to like sound like, but I'm on track to be one of the youngest NAPSEP certified individuals, I would say, in the whole Southeast as well. Because
what is that?
NAPSEP certification is one of the most rigorous and I guess respected certifications for solar professionals.
Really?
It's incredibly difficult. Incredibly. Because you got to know electricity, you got to know structure, you got to know compliance rules. And
mm-hmm.
I'm studying for it now, and I'm very close to getting
okay.
there. So,
yeah, let me know.
It's a big deal, man. I mean, I just saw one of our competitors. He does solar for another company, and you know, he's a very respected guy. He just got that certification.
Just got it.
And I guarantee you he's twice or more than twice my age, you know. And I'm like, okay, well, if I'm doing this at 22,
I'll get it.
I wonder what I'm gonna be doing when I'm 42, you know?
But that's my point. That's what I said it, but I'll just make it clear. You will be great. Because what you're doing right now is greater than most people at any age.
Thank you.
So you already got a path and you got the runway to get to it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's what your mind is
yeah.
going after.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I admire that.
Yeah.
And that's why I really wanted to have you on my podcast.
I'm thankful to y'all because like you, Alicia, I mean, Terry, Shelly, Terry, mm-hmm. like Shelly, you guys yeah. all have like believed in us, you know, and believed mm-hmm. in me in particular. And you guys have just shown us all your support, and Victoria as well. I can't forget Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're very appreciative to y'all. Like we talk about y'all all the time in the office and
like, no, we appreciate that.
We're very excited for the things that are going to come out, especially when we have the building.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be, you know, making a lot of noise soon.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Any other solar installer here? Good luck.
Do what you got to do. But no, but keep up with the Latino community. It's really important because, you know, I'm African American.
Correct.
But I got a Latino background. And I always try to tell people we get forgotten sometimes.
Correct.
And then we've been taken for granted that we should know certain things.
Correct.
And we don't.
Correct.
So I always take the time to explain. And if you stop me and be like, man, I already know that. Good.
Yeah.
I feel good. So I can shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
But if not, I look at the person's eyes and I'd be like, wow. Okay, I'm not smarter than you. I'm not even better than you. Mm-hmm. I just got the information.
Correct. That's it.
So whatever I give you, pass that on. It's a great thing.
It's amazing. I mean, like, you know, I love my parents, and this is kind of like a generational thing too, you know, like passing game on to the next generation. My parents, I think, do a great job instilling in me like the basics, right? Like work hard, like never take no for an answer,
mm-hmm.
like question everything, things of that nature, I guess. That's values
good,
and ethics. And, you know, me as a college, there wasn't many books in my house growing up. So like me, I would use my personal money that I would, you know, like hustle, or I would be doing something, you know, like making
just
money.
To get the things you want.
I buy books, man. Really? I buy books. I have like I'm very proud to say I've spent over thousands on buying books. And like,
really?
Yeah, so that's another thing. I love books. So I love boxing, books, soccer, and hanging out with my girlfriend.
There you go. That's a good hobby. So, you know, that was one thing that's really interesting. You said that. I listened to a podcast with Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was, when he was in college, the stuff that he didn't know, he just brought books.
To read it, yeah.
And he just constantly read. And whatever he couldn't read, that's when he found the people mm-hmm. to ask the questions.
Correct.
And then he was like, okay, now I get it. Correct. Not only what I read, it's what people told me. This is what we're going to go for.
Correct.
And you have that work ethic to do it like, you know what? I don't know this portion.
Yep.
So let me research it, read about it. Now I can move forward.
Yeah.
So that, hold on to that. That's you know, for sure. So important. I read so many books throughout my career, and I was entrepreneur in so many different things. I just got an adult ADD, so I never stayed with
right,
it.
Right.
I mean, it was successful to a certain point. I was like, I want to do something else.
Next.
And I just kept moving.
Correct.
Until I got to a point of, you know what, I'm getting kind of old.
I should have stopped. Enjoy the fruits of my labor.
Right, right. So, but it's nothing wrong with working,
yeah.
But it's what you're working for.
Correct.
So, you know, I can put 80% into my job right now. And the 20% is what I want to do when
right
I'm not here.
Like what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, my long-term goal is, you know, so I think in the first year, I'll consider this my first year of my career.
Yes.
Because previously it was an internship. But I think in the first 10 years, I want to grow the company huge. I don't know exactly the metrics. But in the first 5 years, I want to grow the company.
Mm-hmm.
The first 3 years, most companies go out of business, right? I want to make sure we cross that and we're crossing it.
And feel good about it. Say
high numbers, right? Next 5 years, I want to be influential in at the state level of solar and energy. I think the next 5 years, maybe go national, like serve on the Solar Industries Association board. It's called SEIA, so it's like the national solar, you know, like organization that promotes solar. So that's and then I want to transition to Latin America, man. Because
really,
yeah. So I've been saying this ever since I was in college. I want to be the face of solar in Latin America.
So let me ask you.
In Mexico, correct.
So let me ask you. What is your visibility?
In Latin America?
No. In social media and everything from like that.
So that's what I'm developing now.
Okay.
Have you seen some of our recent videos?
Yeah, I have.
So that's why, that's one of the important things about like, talking to the media, right, and doing podcasts like this, visibility, like
mm-hmm,
Google
mm-hmm.
searches. So, actually, there's a big article coming. A reporter reached out to me. They want to cover a little bit about my story and like what we're doing as a
Atlanta Journal.
AJC? No, not that AJC. One. It's kind of like one of those sub newspapers, but they're huge online.
Let us know.
So that's that one. I'm doing a couple more podcasts in the coming weeks.
Mm.
And we also want to create our own podcast, A Better Tomorrow.
Okay.
And videos as well. So
that's good.
I'm developing my personal brand. I actually have a personal Instagram. It's called Solar Success Stories 1. There you'll be able to see some of like my personal accomplishments, some of the things the company has done. Mm-hmm. But I know that social media is like going to be crucial.
It is. What about LinkedIn?
I'm actually still learning how to work that.
So that's important because if you're touching bases with businesses,
correct,
and all these federal agencies and state level people, they're on there.
Correct.
So when you connect with them and then as you expand, you may find someone from Latin America who will correct. Be like, hey, in Mexico, we got some people that's doing this.
Correct.
I'm the only guy down there. People just don't get it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
So that's more business oriented. Mm-hmm. But with the Instagram and the Facebook, that's getting your customers.
Exactly.
And some of your customers can help you as well.
Exactly. So now I think there's a new kind of like era of business, right? So mm-hmm. typically people like to be private.
Yeah.
But if you think about it now, being, I guess, Instagram famous or having followers is social currency.
Yeah.
And if you have a large amount of social currency, even if you're new to like an industry, mm-hmm. it gives you more authority to someone who's been in the industry a long time.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the things about me too, as like me as well, mm-hmm. that I kind of see these things and I know that even though as a company we're small, mm-hmm. If we're able to give a good message, good value to people, like our social currency goes up.
Oh, yes.
Our video, I mean, you see some of the video content that we're pumping out, right? It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Good. Yeah.
We see companies that have been in Georgia for 10 years.
They don't know nothing about them.
They got nothing on their issue. Yeah. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah.
Because you guys are going to need it, you know?
Yeah. Because they way behind.
Exactly.
Even though they said we're doing well, but you're just doing well, but you're not expanding your brand.
And you're not, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the key, right? So it's about like doing great work. Are you doing? But who knows? People got to know about it too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I think that's where one of our advantages comes in, that we have fantastic. We have the work ethic, but we also have the knowledge of mm-hmm. these things and how to do these things, because creating video is pretty expensive. Like,
yeah.
So before, like, I was hired by an association to do video work for them, mm-hmm. and I can charge a good amount because it's a high skill.
That's,
you see what I'm saying?
People don't know that, though.
But if I can do that in-house at mm-hmm. our job, you know, I add it to my play responsibilities mm-hmm. and it's going to pay huge dividends for me and the company.
Exactly.
Because I went with Shelly and Travis to their meeting on Saturday with the EV Hybrid Noir meetup.
Yes, yes.
I introduced myself and I'm like, have we met before? He's like, no, but I know you from one of your videos.
Oh,
I was like, you see, things you like that are working.
Right, exactly.
People recognize me even if I don't recognize them.
Yeah.
So it's just like little things like that. And I'm excited, man.
And being consistent.
Yeah. Being consistent, correct. No.
So I really thank you so much for spending the time. I really want to get your word out because you're doing great things.
Thank you.
And I'm all about is if I can spread the word for more education, mm-hmm. In the minority network,
right?
Solar, the green effort, all of those things. I'm just at my age right now. It's important.
Correct.
You know, I have children. Yeah. I got family. I got friends that are now getting interested.
Yeah.
And it's accelerating. So the amount of information that you have and you provided us, I just need to share that.
Absolutely.
And go from there.
And if any of your hearers, if your listeners want a free solar proposal, even if they're like far away, we can do a remote proposal. Mm-hmm. Mention this podcast and we'll give you a discount as well.
Heard that? Mention the podcast.
That's right. So there's various types of, we have the PV for EV rebate that you are doing as well. Mm-hmm. That's up to $500 off. So, I mean, just mention this podcast and mention to us your situation.
Cash incentives.
Cash incentives.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
We'll take care of you guys as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Anything, any other last words?
Last words? We're here for a better tomorrow, man.
There you go. A better tomorrow. But don't look it up as a better tomorrow. It's bettertomorrowsolar.com.
That's right.
So check it out. Well, thank you very much for stopping by the Minority Report podcast, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Goodbye. That was good, man. You enjoy it? Was it good?